Ничего,
ничего не пишите.
Пишите.
Ничего не читайте.
Читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Говорите.
Ничего
не печатайте.
Wah wah, dreadlocks, wah wah, ha ha ha. Don't you cut off your dreadlocks. Samson was a dreadlock, so Delilah betrayed. Tell you something, dreadlocks my music. stop the naughty jet. Let it go, let it go, Rasta, 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 Rasta.
J'ai grandi sur une île sans mer, aux vagues sèches et grises. Sur les hauteurs, je flottais en visant les autres rives. Des globules métissés circulent dans les artères bouchées du cannibale aux mi-pattes métalliques roulant dans ses bouches qui, à l'aube, crachent les gens qui baillent et les mangent aux heures de pointe. Les titis n'ont pas le temps de leur ville, les passants viennent de loin. Nous, dès qu'on veut profiter d'elle un peu, la vie se complique. Courir sans la forme olympique vous trace le regard oblique. À force de pression constante, la tension va cesser, tomber par imprudence. Des gens qui s'aiment sans gare se laissent tomber. Je démontre un escargot à la coquille dure à pénétrer, mais le monstre est beau. À chaque retour, vous reconnaîtrez Panam, 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 Panam. Panam, Panam. Une créature de bitume, sa voix ferrée te crie dessus. Chuchote au marteau piqueur, les petits cœurs sont des fissures. Le temps se divise par quatre dans son œsophage. c'est lui la bête, mais c'est nous qui sommes en cage. Sans changer de taille, il grossit au risque de serrer sa ceinture jusqu'à déchirer le périphérique. À part sur l'avenue, tu feras pas 10 mètres sans toucher le mur ou sans qu'on te bouscule face aux fourmis, tu te sens ridicule. Après tout, que serait Batman sans Gotham quand le monstre s'assombrit, que les sourires diminuent? C'est à cause des gratte-ciels que les nuages éternuent. Alors l'orage ronde et la foudre précède. Pam pam panam. 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 Pam. Pam pam panam. 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 Même dans ces rares passages, le soleil sait se faire beau. La chaleur accueillie, tel un joli fardeau. Magistral au mois de mai, la joie devient capitale. À demi-nuit sur les terrasses, les fraîcheurs sont admirables. Les quais sont florissants, inondés de coulées vertes. Chaque rencontre se change en amicale découverte. Agrippés aux ailes des bateaux mouches, dans les parcs on pique-nique en chantant. Panam, Panam. Panam, pam, 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 panam, panam, pam, 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 panam, 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 panam. Thank you.
нации. This is Echo Box Radio.
That was Bella Ciao by Dogface Hermans. That's my band I was in. A shout out to Mystery, who's driving to Bristol at the moment, and she's using this song actually in a solo performance piece she's doing, and she's doing the tryout tonight, a sort of premiere tryout. Good luck, Mystery. This song is in full and utter dedication to the people of Ukraine who are going through living hell at the moment. I was going to play another song by Dogface Hermans, but I changed my mind at the last minute because Bella Ciao was originally an Italian protest folk song from the late 19th century, sung by the Mondino workers, and it was in protest against the harsh working conditions in the paddy fields of northern Italy. But the version you just heard was known as the Partisan version, sung as a resistance to the fascist and Nazi takeover during the Second World War. Dogface Hermans was a band that I played in before joining the X, and we started in Edinburgh, Scotland in the mid-80s. And we're also based here in Amsterdam and warmer from 1990 till 95. We were part of a scene of incredibly inventive, energetic bands, and you're going to hear many of them today. I've called it Death to Trad Rock, which is named after an LP from 1985 by the band The Membranes, who are from Blackpool originally. And it's also a book by John Robb, who's also in The Membranes. And it's an incredible book because it covers a kind of missing piece of history in music. If you want to know where Britpop and all these stuff in the 90s came from, it sort of started after punk in the 80s, but it kind of disappeared without much documentation. So yeah, it's kind of, you could call it post-punk, and it goes from the 80s till the early 90s. And there's also a CD called Death to Trad Rock, which you can hear or buy or find. Most of these bands don't exist anymore, but you can find them if you dig. And I chose this music also because I was part of that scene, arriving a bit late in 1987 and being up in Scotland, which was quite far away from the epicenter of where this music came from, which was around Manchester, Blackpool, Leeds, Birmingham. But the selection I've made, for the most part, are bands that we've played with. It was music and this scene, in the end, that brought me to Amsterdam to join the X, who were the Dutch wing of this bunch of crazy musicians. And the influences, of course, came out of punk, but more specifically, The Mighty Fall, The Gang of Four and Captain Beefheart, amongst others. And, of course, thanks to the greatest radio DJ in the universe, John Peel, who played nearly all of this music on BBC for many years. It's by no means a complete overview, but it has most of my favourite songs. And this next song is by The Membranes, which is the band that John Robb played in, and is definitely one of my favourite songs from this period. And it has one of the most infectious bass lines in the universe, and the chorus is so catchy, my four-year-old son Milo started singing it after a couple of listens 2 days ago.
Burn my spirit.
That's the Stretchheads from Paisley, which is a small town near Glasgow. I always like to make a connection between my shows, and I was trying. My last show was music from Afghanistan, and I was really trying to think, how am I going to make a connection with this one? And luckily, the Stretchheads wrote a song called Afghanistan Bananistan, which is what we just played. I saw them once in Frankreich, in Amsterdam, and it was a gig I'll never forget. Incredible band live. And they sound like a bunch of scary guys, but in fact, they're very sweet and quite funny people. Most of this music, I said, was from the 80s, and this song actually came out in the 90s, in 90 or 91, but I guess they wrote it in 1989, so you've got to let me off on that. Before that was Big Flame, All the Irish Must Go to Heaven, another phenomenal trio from Manchester. They used to play 20-minute sets. First time I saw Greg play guitar, I couldn't stop jumping from excitement. And the bass player used to come over after each song and tune up his guitar for him. And you could dance to this band. They had a swing. The drummer had this kind of incredible swing. And the guitar player, for me, played a sort of jagged horn section on his guitar. The next track is by a band I kind of regret never having seen called The Cravats, and they kind of fall into a category of their own called Dada Punk. They come from Redditch, and the first time I heard this song was on John Peel's show, and I recorded it, and the cassette just wore out from the number of times I played it. And it's from 1983. They were in there early, but it sounds to me like it could have been made in 2083. And some people talk about bands having an influence on their music. Well, this song had a massive influence on how I made music later, and also with Dogface Hermans. And the song is called Daddy's Shoes.